Sinclair Broadcasting owns the largest network of local television news stations in the country, and plans are currently underway for them to increase their reach through the purchase of stations currently owned by Tribune Media. The Maryland-based company has drawn criticism for requiring news anchors at their stations to do a segment on, quote, the troubling trend of irresponsible one-sided news stories plaguing the country, end quote. To learn more about what this could mean, I'm joined by Christopher Alley via Skype. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Media Studies at the University of Virginia. Professor, how common or uncommon is it for station owners to have their anchors read the same editorial?
This is actually incredibly uncommon. In fact, in my research on local television and local television policy, I have never seen this happen, where an ownership group, particularly an ownership group the size of Sinclair, has mandated that all of its stations, all of its news anchors read a prepared statement, no less a prepared statement on bias, to the viewing audience. So incredibly uncommon.
What does it indicate to you potentially?
Well, it indicates a couple of things to me. My biggest concern here is how big the station ownership groups are getting. And the second component of that is the amount of power they have to control the public agenda. Right now, Sinclair is looking to buy Tribune, which means that it's going to increase the number of stations it's owned by 42 if the merger goes through, which means that it is, you know, controlling over 200 local television stations. And now, you know, with this kind of really clear political agenda that this company has, it can reach a lot of people with the exact same message. And that is troubling in a time when already Americans aren't trusting news and news organizations.
I suspect there is not a legal line being crossed, but there certainly feels like a journalistic line being crossed. What do you think about when you, is there a bright line to you that has been crossed?
Well, you're quite right in that there is no legal line that has been crossed. The Federal Communications Commission, which is the organization responsible for regulating broadcasting, has no jurisdiction when it comes to content outside of obscenity. So there's nothing they can do. I mean, an ownership group can have an editorial policy as it sees fit, right? That's part of the First Amendment. Now, the question of whether or not a journalistic line has been crossed is a valid question and one that we need to be exploring. One thing that we depend on for our local television stations and our local newspapers, our local radio stations, is that as close to an unbiased reporting style as possible. What we've seen in the past year from Sinclair is a rather consistent message coming from the, let's say, the right end of the political spectrum. And when that is being masked or as news, there's a problem here when they're mixing the format of news with very clear political opinions. This is not the job of local television. The local television is there to give us a trusted news source. And we have to keep in mind, too, that Americans still rely on local television for their local news and information. This is changing, yes, but it's not changing as fast as we think it is. So we've got the majority of Americans watching local TV for their news, and now they're getting a very distinct political message with an election coming up soon. And this is really troubling.
Most of the stations are not owned by local ownership anymore. How do you think that plays in ultimately with the message that you're talking about, where they're supposed to serve the public, but if they're getting their orders from somewhere else, it can confuse things?
That's a great question, the question of local ownership. We have in policy and regulation, there is something called the localism principle, right? Which means that whoever holds a license to broadcast in a local community is responsible for serving that community. Now, in the last 20 or 30 years, we've seen a slow chipping away at this localism principle. For instance, in the 1980s, every television and radio station had to have a community council that would provide feedback on programming. That went away in 1984. Most recently, the FCC rescinded a rule called the main studio rule, which said that if you had a license to broadcast in Phoenix or broadcast in Charlottesville, you had to physically have a station in that community. Without that main studio rule, now we're seeing a lot more editorial decisions being made from afar, which means that owners are disconnected from local citizens, from consumers and viewers and audience members. And without that connection, I'm really worried that we're seeing a kind of a skirting of journalistic responsibility. You know, when you don't know your Charlottesville community or you don't know your Phoenix community, you have no obligation to them. You're not going to see them at the supermarket. You're not going to see them at the farmer's market or at the football game. Without that kind of interaction, the responsibility to your audience is waning.
Does that conversation have to be had at the grassroots community level, even if that impact takes a while? Because from a political standpoint, I don't know that anyone who's paying attention really ever expects the FCC to do something that is non-political.
That's a great question. I would love to see more people involved in kind of the minutiae of media policy and local journalism. You're right. The current makeup of the Federal Communications Commission since the election of Donald Trump has been highly political and hasn't met a merger or a deal it hasn't liked yet. So, you know, the FCC is supposed to operate in what's called the public interest, convenience, and necessity. And really what we're seeing is them operating in the interest of big business. But we've seen, you know, amongst the American public, we've seen kind of these pockets of conversation about media policy and about the future of news. I mean, look at the net neutrality debate, right? Millions of Americans took interest in a highly technical media policy issue. I would love to see that kind of grassroots swelling of interest in the future of local news as well.
Christopher Alley is an assistant professor in the Department of Media Studies at the University of Virginia. Professor, good to talk with you this morning. Thanks.
Thank you very much for having me.